This is also a sensitive moment for North Korea's main ally, China. 20 years ago this week, Chinese troops and tanks entered Beijing. They proceeded to crush the pro-democracy demonstrations that had centered on Tiananmen Square. In the next few days, we'll recall the events of June 1989 through the memories of eyewitnesses. For example, Shen Tong. Today, he runs a software company in New York. 20 years ago, he was one of the young Chinese student leaders in Tiananmen Square. Here's one of his memories.
A young girl, a student, who was standing a little bit behind next to me during the night of June 3rd and 4th as the troops marched through this section of the main avenue of Beijing. It's called Chang'an Avenue. And the officer on this truck full of soldiers opened fire with his pistol. There was panic, and I was pulled back by two relatives of mine, and the bullet went through her face. Years later, I learned her name. Her name is Zhang Jie, and she was 19 years old, and she was in Beijing Polytech University. So she fell back. Then she was carried by four people with her arms and her legs. And as I was being pulled to the side of the street, they rushed past right in front of me. So I looked down and I couldn't see her face because it was mostly covered by blood.
Shen Tong, 20 years ago, he was one of the student leaders in Tiananmen Square. Reports today suggest that in advance of the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square protests, Chinese authorities have blocked access to several social networking sites, including Twitter.